This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This week in Wow, I didn't see that coming. Amtrak and its financials. The federally subsidized railway says it just wrapped up the best fiscal year in its history. Ridership hit a record 32.5 million trips. Revenue was up more than 3% compared to last year. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been working on the railroad.
Amtrak has been steadily improving its numbers over the last decade or so. And now the company says it's on a solid path to breaking even. It's a change for the railway, which has long drawn the ire of Congress for big losses. Robert Puentes runs the Eno Center for Transportation. He says Amtrak has been investing heavily in the basics.
Making sure that trains are running on time, that stations are clean, that trains are clean, and just doing those things that would make the railroad competitive against other modes of transportation.
This is the last call for Amtrak.
Most of the ridership growth has been in Amtrak's already popular Northeast Corridor, but other routes are gaining popularity as well. Sarah Sanders recently took the train from Fayetteville, North Carolina, to New York's Penn Station.
In terms of flying versus train, the time, being able to leave at midnight and everything, sleep all the way through and not really waste your day, and then it was a lot cheaper as well.
I think more and more the traveling public is looking for options for trips that they have to take. Air service is certainly problematic. We've lost a great deal of our intercity bus service in this country.
John Robert Smith is with the advocacy group Transportation for America. Amtrak's president and CEO, former Delta Airlines executive Richard Anderson, is digging in on shorter trips in particular, attempting to convince Americans that if you're only going a couple hundred miles, a train is a viable option to get you there. And it seems to be working. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.